I am not happy at all whatsoever what went down, because I understand that we are not happy with the election results, but causing chaos like that, especially in the capital, which something like this has not happened since, I believe, the War of 1812. That's not the way to do it. That's actually going to make movements in the Republican Party look terrible, especially because we have the midterm elections going to be coming up in like 2022.
Brendan, do you believe the president incited this violence?
He might have said some words to it, though. But at the end of the day, he also said to everyone to remain peaceful and at the end of the day, just to go home and let's just unfortunately accept defeat. There were some words that were said that did incite it, but also it's the own people's actions that did it as well. And I've also seen some videos of the Capitol Police just letting the people in, which is really confusing me.
What happens next in the Republican Party and for us as a country after the events that we all witnessed last week?
Listen, I know we're all upset, but we need to like move forward and just get ready for the next election, where that's all we can basically do. I understand you guys want to go down there and show your frustration, but at the end of the day, it's not going to do anything. So I say the best thing to do for all of us as a country is, well, first we need to get through COVID-19. I know when, Biden comes in, I know that'll be his biggest main priority is to like get the pandemic under control, get vaccinations out. I believe he's probably going to do another round of stimulus checks and then just get ready for the midterm election. That's all we can do for right now.
What are your thoughts on our president right now? I know you're a supporter of his. What is your take with him right now?
He's made some mistakes. And yes, I'm very disappointed in the mistakes. I know a lot of people are.
What are the mistakes you think he's made?
I think as of right now, with going very hard with the election fraud, I think he should have just accept defeat after like going through the courts and just you could try again in 2024 or just help out Republicans in the midterm elections. And with the COVID crisis, I believe he could have definitely done a little better with that. I personally believe if COVID have not happened and if the police have not murdered George Floyd, I believe Trump would have had a really good chance of winning. But I think we just got to like, just accept defeat and move forward.
Do you sense a divide or a splintering within the Republican Party? I mean, here in the Lehigh Valley, amongst other fellow Republicans that you're speaking with, are things changing?
I think around here, I think there's going to be like the most Republican Party are probably going to be like, mostly the Trump supporters. There's going to be like a small group that are like the Reagan and Bush area where they don't want to like, associate with us. And it's very, very, very sad. But of course, you also got the Democrat Party that's also a divide between moderate and the progressives. I've personally seen where they don't even want to talk to each other anymore. There's a small little divide in the Lehigh and Northampton County area. We mostly do have a good Trump group support in both areas. As for like, the rest of them, I just really hope that, we can all just sit down and, we say we need to get this worked out because we want to solve the same issues, but we want to do it in different ways, unfortunately.
Brendan, as a rally organizer, you're not planning anything for the inauguration or anything at the Capitol. Are you telling people to not protest right now, to wait?
I say to them, use your First Amendment right. If you guys want to do it, I'll say to them, listen, I don't think it's not going to do anything. But if you are going to do it, I say just be smart about it. Don't cause trouble because I don't want to associate with it. I'll say to them, listen, if you guys want to go to the inauguration and be part of the protest, just be smart about it. And if you sense trouble, walk away.